What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
Me and Marshall both felt like this day was going to happen, where the Brewers would at least tie the Cubs atop the NL Central, and they're not going to run away and hide.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
Well, I'm pro canoodling in public, pro the action, but like, yeah, you want to take your lady or the person you're interested in to the Coldplay concert? That sounds like a great date.
You're pro canoodling?
I'm pro canoodling, anti-cheating.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
You heard his introduction, and before we get to that, I want to bring to you this nugget from John Heyman. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios. John Heyman says this on Twitter: Mets are among many teams to inquire about White Sox center fielder Luis Robert Jr.
Well, well, well.
Move that man.
How the turntables. That said, let's go to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline and bring in Russ Dorsey. You heard his intro, CircaLasVegas.com. Russ, what do you think about that info?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think you have a player in Luis Robert that I think a lot of us believed would get moved this year and just had an abysmal first half. But the way the White Sox have played in the second half, the way Luis Robert Jr. has played in the second half, I could imagine you have some teams that are interested and said, I see that dull Luis Robert Jr. over there, and it looks like he's been shining himself up to be moved, and we might be interested in acquiring him. So we'll see what happens. Like, I imagine there are a lot of teams outside of the Mets. You think about teams like the Padres, you think about the Phillies, teams that could use either a corner outfielder or a center fielder in the Phillies case, in the Mets case, a center fielder. So yeah, I imagine there's a lot more interest in Luis Robert Jr. this year than last year, where it was basically the Phillies and nobody else. But it is surprising considering that, yes, he has had a nice start to the second half, but the numbers are still the numbers. So I guess you have more teams that believe he's closer to being the player on the back of the baseball card than anything else.
Yeah, 38 homers in 2022. I think that's what people might look back to. And I guess
it's a long time ago, Groats.
It is
a long time ago.
Right, man. And
you can't say that in the same breath and say Sandy Alcantara, that was 2022, way back when, Groats.
I'm saying this is what GMs might look at. It's not what I would look at because it's going to lead me to the next question, Marshall. I'm going to blow you away.
Okay,
can
go
you
ahead.
Get anything for Luis Robert at this point, Russ? Like, what's the most a team could get for Luis Robert, right? Right now,
So here's the thing.
Sox.
Because you have the 2 years, the two club options after this season, yes, you could get something of value, but also if he doesn't play well in the second half and a team decides to non-tender him instead of picking up that club option, maybe it's contingent on, you know, what he does. But I imagine with multiple teams likely bidding on Luis Robert Jr., you're going to get something of value. And I think that's probably what Chris Getz is trying to ponder here over the next 6 days. Like, okay, there are teams that want Luis Robert Jr. Cool, but are we going to give him up for pennies on the dollar when we could just bring him back next year at the $20 million? He has a monster first half, and then you have the same conversation next trade deadline with at least one more option after that. So I think there are some things the White Sox have to think about in terms of getting the most bang for their buck. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if they've decided in this current situation in Chicago White Sox history that they want to move on with the franchise, and that means trading Luis Robert, then that's what they're going
to
do.
All right, so Russ, trades are starting to slowly trickle out before we get what I'm imagining will be this waterfall of trades between now and Thursday's trade deadline. The latest, Ryan McMahon headed to the Yankees for a couple of prospects. Does that set the floor on what we should expect as a minimum to get a guy like Eugenio Suarez? Even though he's got more control, he's not nearly the player, and Suarez is a straight-up rental.
You know, I've been having this conversation with people a lot over the last, let's call it 2 weeks or so, because I think people have to bring down their expectations for these prospect returns and some of these trades. Because, yes, I think Eugenio Suarez is the best bat available. He was my number one player to be moved on my story at Yahoo of the top 26 players that you could potentially see moved at the deadline. However, he is going to be a free agent in 2 months. And if you're a team out there, yes, you would love to have that slug, that power in the middle of your lineup, but you're not going to trade your top prospect or probably the top three prospects in your system potentially for 2 months of Eugenio Suarez, right? Like, it might have to be a package of solid mid-tier type of prospects, and maybe somebody blows you away with one of their better prospects in their system or a major league ready player. But the idea that you're just going to have to move a top prospect in your system, a top 100 guy, I think people have to hit the brakes on that. Because, look, Ryan McMahon is a fine player, right? Like, 2 years of club control after this year at $16 million per, one of the best glove men at third base in baseball. But the bat has been average for a little while now. So for a guy of that caliber that does have club control to come back for two, what people would consider mid-tier to low-tier prospects, I think that's what you have to start thinking about when we're talking about players like this.
We also saw a brief trade, you know, not as big when it comes to making waves, but the Orioles have started to move bullpen pieces. We got the report of that as well from multiple baseball writers. And when you consider the Orioles' talent and the fact that they can be sellers to an extent, I think we know that much. How do you view them, and maybe some more pieces out of their bullpen go somewhere?
Yeah, I think for me with the Orioles, I think Felix Bautista in that bullpen was another guy you look at and say, okay, this is one of the better closers in all Major League Baseball. Obviously, he goes down and goes on the IL, so he likely won't be moved. But I think you look at the Orioles in terms of their short-term, you know, players. It's like Cedric Mullins is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Ramon Laureano might be one of the most underrated players on this year's trade market. That's a guy who has, the last time I checked, the 13th highest OPS against right-handed pitching in baseball this season. So he's a reverse splits guy, has always been known to be a decent glove in the outfield, could be a corner bat, has some experience in center field. So that's a guy I would watch over the next week, Ramon Laureano, because I think that's the type of bat like a team like the Padres could plug into left field and get a lot of run out of him in the second half.
Mr. Dorsey, you have covered, I'm sure, your fair share of Cubs White Sox series. I mean, hell, you were a Cubs beat writer. You grew up around in here. So yeah. What does this series mean to you? How do you take it in? Like, separate the reporter and the fan and all that is the circus of Cubs White Sox.
as somebody who grew up in the area, Groats, I heard you guys coming in and you talked about being a diehard Cubs guy.
Yeah.
And you and your friends got in a fight.
Uh-huh.
That was my upbringing as well, because in my families, my mom's side of the family was Cubs fans. My dad's side of the family was White Sox fans.
Wow.
So you'd have the whole back and forth, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a young, impressionable kid when Michael Barrett punches my good friend AJ Pierzynski in the face. And getting to know AJ over the years, I understand why Michael Barrett punched AJ in the face. But no, it's a great thing for the city. Obviously, when both teams are good, like it was, I got lucky enough when I was growing up, you know, I think of 2005 when you had two of the best first basemen in all of Major League Baseball in Paul Konerko and Derek Lee. Like,
so
you look
cool
at some of those numbers.
Yeah.
Those guys were amazing. And so, yeah, I think it has a little bit more meaning for fans than players in the teams. But I think both teams, even from covering it, like, they want to put on a show for the city. And I think that's a really cool thing, because people care about baseball, you know, in our town. And so I love a nice series where you feel like the baseball is meaningful for at least one of the teams. And with the Cubs playing the way they're playing right now and going into the deadline, you feel like they need to win this series going into what should be a fun Milwaukee series.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Joined by Russell Dorsey here on Rahimi and Harris, along with Mark Grody. He's the Yahoo Sports National MLB Insider, the insider and analyst for MLB Network, and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV. Plus, tonight, the start of the Crosstown Series on the South Side. Pre-game coverage of Cubs-White Sox beginning at 6:05 with first pitch at 6:40 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. That article you talked about, Russ, the top 26 players who could be traded between now and July 31st. One of the intriguing names is very up high on that list, and that's Mackenzie Gore, left-handed starting pitcher for the Washington Nationals. Why is he at number two, and why would he be available, and who's running the Washington Nationals right now?
All right, so let's start with the last question that you asked. So the interim GM right now is Mike DiBartolo, longtime front office guy.
Wow.
And why is he number two on the list? For me, he would be the best starter available based on production and club control. And that's a guy that is a true power arm from the left side. And I look at Mackenzie Gore and I look at what he's been able to do this year, has really figured it out being the ace of that national staff. But maybe when it's all said and done, he's the number two on a World Series championship team. And that's a really good spot to be in, at, you know, as a starting pitcher, guys. If somebody said you would be the number two pitcher on a World Series team, 99.99% of dudes would take that. And so I think with Mackenzie Gore, you look at a guy that strikes out the yard from the left side, what he's able to do, what he's been able to figure out, and the club control, it is going to take a lot to get the Nationals to move him, because I could understand for the Washington Nationals, you have this young core. He was the centerpiece of that Juan Soto trade that also brought you back James Wood, who is a superstar and going to be one of the best players in Major League Baseball for a long time. But if you can get the type of return back where you can kind of double up, you know, and double dip on that return you got for Juan Soto, and go into next year saying, okay, now we really, really feel good about our young core, that's the move you make. But I also say in that story that he's probably the least likely on that list to be moved because of all those different things.
I also want to ask you, Russ, about your thoughts on the Josh Naylor deal, that getting done last night. Big name.
Yeah.
Diamondbacks tell you what they're doing, at least to an extent. What do you think of Seattle just making that move in what is the year of Cal Raleigh?
Yeah, like you need offense, and that's something for the Mariners for a long time that they've needed. We know they can pitch. We know they have the best staff overall in Major League Baseball for the last couple of years, but can they score enough runs, right? And so you add a guy in Josh Naylor, where that was always the clear fit in Seattle with the Mariners, but now you add him to the middle of that lineup with Randy Arozarena playing at a high level, Cal Raleigh hitting at an MVP level, and yes, the big bad Astros are still leading that division with everything they've been through this year. Have not had Yordan Alvarez all year. They need starting pitching. They started a rookie in right field. They started Jose Altuve in left field. And as we sit ahead of the deadline, they're in first place. But if you're the Mariners and you know, okay, we really need to put our foot on the gas right now before the Astros do the thing again and take off, you had to make some moves. And so I think for the Mariners, it's the perfect fit. And then on the other side, for the Arizona Diamondbacks, it's what we've been talking about for the better part of the last two and a half weeks. Like, that's a team that has assets that they can move and be able to maximize this window that they're in when they're going to take a step back, and with no Corbin Burns and a lot of their pitchers undergoing Tommy John surgery, you're probably going to take a step back in 2026 as well. So why not maximize that short-term talent that you have and focus on your future?
Russ Dorsey with Yahoo Sports and Apple TV Plus. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Russ.
Guys. Bye, Russ.
That's Russ Dorsey. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter as well. And I feel like this is a good time to mention his handle because, well, there's going to be a lot of trades happening. It is Russ _Dorsey1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.